are listening to Davins. And on the break, that was Paul Bond. Paul Bond's going to be at Andiamo tomorrow, Wednesday night. Very funny man. Last segment, of course, we were talking to Gail Newcomb from IndyPara.com. Very interesting stuff. And we learned about butt pinching ghosts, which is really what I've taken out of that. I need to wear padding on my butt.
You know what? You would love the butt pinching.
I would. I'd actually be offended if there was a butt pinching ghost and it didn't pinch my butt.
Yeah, actually. Yeah, that could.
It could.
Yeah, but well, they're approved. The guy didn't get pinched, right?
Well, that's true. I don't want to be pinched by a guy ghost.
Yeah, well, you're figuring if he's pinching all the chicks.
And you just hear
could have been a lesbian ghost. You don't know. Who are you to judge?
I'm not judging.
You're judging a little bit. Don't you judge the lesbian ghost. Okay. She just wants to be accepted in the ghost community.
But the funny thing is, you're going to talk to the ghost and say, hey, you know, I just talked to the ghost. You're not eye candy. You know.
I got to call him after the show.
Ghost eye candy.
The ghost of agents past. He's actually agents current, but whatever. Anywho. All right, so it is late in the show, but we must do some, I gotta find the stupid jingle. That's
scamming
what I
scamming the scammers.
Yeah, we gotta do some scamming scammers. We haven't done that in a while.
Yeah.
If you've noticed, we do less of the scamming stuff these days.
Yeah, but that's because we're long-winded.
That's probably what it is. You're right. Let's see. Hold on a second. Let me get that done. Always and forever. All right, now where we last left off, I was posing as somebody else, JV, who had met me, the real me, and was a fan of our show.
Was scared.
Yes, and had come across Belinda, of course, my scammer, and was trying to warn people.
Right.
And I was going to give this person, Michael, I was going to give him the audio clips of Belinda talking to me with the African guy feeding lines on the back of him, because he didn't think so. He was gonna have a video chat with Belinda. He had actually received a dress from Belinda. We never even got a socks.
Yeah, the
I
red
know,
socks.
I felt insulted on. I felt slighted on that.
We took 10 months of her fucking life, Joe. I think it's okay.
No, we should have got socks.
She gave us porn.
Yeah, that was better.
Yeah, and I'll still be with you, stupid. So let's
the sock that counts.
Gail's looking at me. That she's still here. That's Jizz sock, by the way. He needs no introduction, though I introduced him.
You can tell this isn't Masterpiece Theater.
No.
Well, it's Master Bates Theater.
Last week, poor Jizzy had identity crisis, thought he was a glove, but we're over that now.
He's back.
He's back. He's back being his socky self.
Crunchier than ever.
Yes. All right.
That's so disgusting.
Well, you know what we're talking about, don't you?
Did you hear what she opened the show with?
Yeah.
Anal sea cucumbers.
Okay.
Nobody opens a show with that. That's her go-to move.
We do.
You do. I apparently facilitate.
Yes.
Yeah, so I must take some of the blame of your excursion into the anus of sea cucumbers.
I didn't personally go up the anus of a sea cucumber. I'm afraid of the teeth.
Kind
of
sound like you would. Anyway.
Well, when I got in the car, I turned on the show.
And where? And what I'm point?
Like, well, with the cucumbers, when he said, well, anal cucumbers, is like the cucumbers at the bottom of the sea.
No, and Joe immediately sped up so he could try to be here for the time.
I look like Vin Diesel going down the thruggway.
They need me. My expertise is required.
I have to stop this. The call.
I need to pull over and call. Anal cucumbers and teeth, ever.
I actually said, how did they get there?
Well,
the damn show's been on 3 minutes.
Well, have you known me?
Yeah, that's true.
Do you know me?
Anyway, all right, enough. So so I asked my character, JV, I asked him how the video chat went. And he goes, stupid skipping. He goes, hasn't happened yet. I haven't made time for it yet. But I did review some of the podcasts, and I can understand the marriage thing if they were talking for 8 months. Remember, she said she never had anybody serious.
Yeah.
But, like, I ended it because I found out she was black.
Mm-hmm.
The typical story that this syndicate has and everything. And, podcasts say otherwise.
Yeah, that's why we show pictures of, like, light-skinned people because we don't want to be shamed because we're black. That's the whole story.
Right. He goes, the guy in the background did sound a little strange, did he?
Uh-huh.
Did he? What do you mean? Like a man to saying everything that she says?
Now, he was listening to our conversation?
I sent him the links to the podcast and the audio of me the first time I talked to Belinda when she was Agnes, and she woke me up, and the first time we heard the Ghanaian man feeding him lines.
Clearly, you listened, but you can clearly hear the lines being fed. Absolutely.
Well, yeah.
According to Michael, it's just a little strange.
Really?
Really. And, you know, sometimes people are in denial, I guess. I don't know. I go, the guy in the back was feeding her lines to say to him. He would say something. She would repeat it. When my friend would call her, meaning me, and he was not around, she would rush off the phone. As for the marriage thing, remember, she told you she was never serious with an American before. That was recorded after she told him who she really was and had sent him pictures. Because he's seen the same pictures I've seen of the Ghanaian girl.
Yes.
Anyway, you now have a bit more information, so you have a more clear picture of who you were talking with. Do you think you could help with her friends list? Because remember, I'm trying to warn people, and I'm blocked out. She's blocked me.
This is wise to you.
I would like to give others the same opportunity to make an informed decision that I was able to give you. What does she say about a husband or ex-husband? Because remember, she, you know, and in my world with Belinda, she had an ex-husband, but she told her six-year-old daughter that daddy's dead.
Yes.
Yeah, because that's what you do.
Oh, no, I got that backwards. He's really dead. But she said he's away working.
Oh, that
I got.
Yeah,
yes,
no, you're right.
Yes. So,
we had that whole discussion. When are you going to let her know?
Yes. Yeah. I forgot my own shenanigans.
Yes.
But yeah, so that was that. So yeah. So I guess you go off to work and never return.
Well, you know what? Actually, is some people in impoverished country, they do go where the work is,
right?
And maybe they don't come home.
Well, for a couple of years, you might want to send a postcard to your girl.
You think?
Yeah. Just one phone call. That's all we're saying.
A stamp. Is that too much?
One phone call, and then you let it go. F them.
That's my contention on that, yeah.
And this. He goes, she doesn't have any friends list except my girlfriend. I go, she has hidden her friends. Smart. May I ask you how you met Prisca? He says, just friend requested me one day, and I saw she was on Facebook that she was a friend of one of my other friends, which is what they do.
Mm-hmm.
That's how she got me. I saw I was a friend with a comic, and away we went.
And so then you noticed that she was friends with all of a sudden she was scouring your friends list, and all of a sudden she was friends with comics that you knew.
Well, you know, I'm very friendly, and I hang out with a high class of people. You can't blame her. Didn't friend you guys. And we just started talking. So he goes, continue. So let me understand. I'm still a little confused. Your friend was scamming her, and she was scamming him. And who is Mavis, Rita, Richard, and Davin? And how do they intermingle or were involved?
Well, you got to listen to the iHeart clips.
Did you send him a scorecard? God knows you need one.
Follow that along on the iHeart radio clips.
The hell is this Richard?
And Scott Walker, nothing?
Funny.
Who's this zilch?
Very funny.
What's with the yak? I don't understand.
The farm animal to be named later. Yeah.
No, that was Flory.
That's right.
I brought the yak back for continuity.
The yak is back.
Yes. So I go as JV. My friend is a radio host, meaning me. He never scammed her, of course. She friend requested him using the model Juliana Avalos picture. He knew from the first moment that she was a scammer. Within 24 hours, she professed her love for him. Even created an email account with his name on it so they could correspond. Look at Gail perking up. Go, I know somebody who's a fool like this. You should be free here for the pre-show. Anyway. You want to play this for him?
Maybe.
Might want to take some notes, stupid. He chatted with her and kept her busy so that she could not take the time to scam innocent people. It also makes good radio. At the end of 2012, she, quote, came clean. She said she was not the girl in the pictures, Avalos, and that she was who she claims to be currently. Of course, my friend had heard the guy in the background feeding her lines a few weeks before, but she never mentioned that part of it, ever. He waited, but it never happened. Throughout their many months together, he is confident that he was talking to several people posing as her. This would explain why she needed to be fed lines. Rita was her, quote, roommate, allegedly. Mavis is another scammer in their syndicate. They know each other. She poses as a white girl as well, and she had the same BS story about white people hurting her. Anyway, Prisca was trying to set her up with somebody, another guy to scam. Davin hooked up Mavis with his co-host. Then a spam filter tore them apart.
Damn it.
The poems that we were deprived of. Together, they saved a lot of potential victims from heartache because they were kept very busy. Why do you mention Richard? Did I mention him to you? And I don't believe I have.
Did this person go and look and listen to other
Well, let's see what happens.
Clips?
She goes, no, I heard Richard on the podcast.
Okay.
But didn't understand who he was or is. He didn't understand who the hell he was or is.
Richard was confused.
He was. He had
it
a lot
was
of
all those leeches.
Yes. And Mr. Whiskers.
Dick Eldorado was very misunderstood.
No, we understood. I continue. Okay, this stays between us. Richard was the character Davin's co-host created to talk with Mavis. The bottom line is they try and help people and fight scamming. Priska blocked Davin long ago on Facebook, so I kept a tab on her page to warn people like yourself. He goes, oh, okay. I want to get her side of the story without revealing any names or sources to see if it matches up. That is, if she's willing to reveal anything. After confronting her with the first message you sent me. Wonderful. I go, if you tell her what we discussed, she will know you spoke to Davin. If that is the route you can... If that is the route you go, can you do it via video chat and record it in the audio? I'm sure Davin would like to hear what she said.
Yeah.
And Pip, too.
Yeah, my stories.
And Richard / Joe / Boo. Ask yourself this, though. Why would I and he lie about this? It is all on the radio, and you have heard her voice. I go, also, keep in mind that some scammers are dangerous. There is no evidence that this syndicate is, but you do risk Davin's safety potentially if you reveal too much, which is true.
Yes.
He goes, yeah, I know. It's just hard to believe. No, I'm going to reveal anything you told me or names. Not going to reveal. I meant to type. It's not that hard to believe. It's only hard to believe the first time you hear about this stuff. LOL.
Yeah.
I go, if it comes up, say you saw Davin perform comedy and somebody mentioned Ghana during the show and you guys talked afterwards. Tell her he loved her very much. With any luck, he can waste her time some more and prevent her from hurting others for a bit longer.
Oh, wow.
He's trying to get back, baby.
Trying to
work. Now I'm working in innocent civilians. I got angles going everywhere. Look at Joe's actually excited for the first time tonight. He goes, okay, yeah. Because we talk and she never asked for money or anything. So that's why I wonder why, if it is her, she did that to Davin. Now, keep in mind, I think his, quote, girlfriend is a scammer, too.
Yeah.
So Belinda would.
We get that feeling, yes.
Yeah. So Belinda wouldn't have to ask for money if they're already getting money from this other chick.
Right.
That Belinda would just be reinforcement of the story that this is all real. The Calvary, so to speak. So that's what I'm thinking, maybe.
They brought in low-level management for him. They have two. They're double-teaming him.
Well, I ripped through their staff.
Oh, my God. They were recruiting just to handle you.
So I go.
Like you need a month, they do.
Everybody needs a timeout.
I can't do this shit anymore. Well, I'll just take a month off. You know, maybe he went away.
I go, she got money for the dress. She knows you have a girlfriend. But yes, it is different. It's a different game they are doing. This group is very smart. I go, it ended with them when she told him she needed to sell her phone for rent money. She never sold it, of course, and she blocked him. They spent a lot of time.
Prologue.
Not the epilogue.
No, epilogue? Okay, yep. Epilogue. You're correct.
We're discussing literature. We're not just sea cucumbers and anal. They spent a lot of time on him and asked for a lot of things, but never got anything. He's pretty good at what he does. Let me break my arm patting myself on the back. Yeah.
Break it for other reasons. Sorry.
I like you when you're half asleep.
Half asleep? I'm intrigued with everything.
Wow, I like you intrigued.
What do you want? I'm sitting straight up and giving you like crazy, scary, intense.
I'm totally
eyeballs?
In tune to the show. I've been totally in tune to the show tonight. It's been fascinating every aspect of it. Don't worry.
Okay.
What the hell? The ghost is goosing Davin as we're. Where the hell's he goosing you?
They all goose. Ghosts love me.
Funny.
Anyway. Jisok and Gonzo have the same voice.
They do.
Gonzo's Jisok's daddy.
Who's your daddy?
Gonzo is. Now I live with Joe.
Oh, great. Now I can never, when I'm on the phone with him, I just can't get this. Thing. Can you work on the 29th? Yep.
You sure you could come, right?
That's a tough voice to do. That's
it, maybe
voice,
it is.
Man. It is.
Joe, I hope you stick to the commitment. Anyway, all right, back to what we're doing here. It's no time for shenanigans. We're doing serious scamming stuff. They spent a lot of time on him and asked for a lot of things, but never got anything. He's pretty good at what he does, or she would sell her phone for rent, I should say. Then she came back and wanted $300. She never got that either. He goes, yeah, okay, I'll definitely look into it and be careful. Wow. I go, look up internet romance scams. It is a very large business around the world. Some of it is tied to terrorism and organized crime. He goes, yeah, my girlfriend showed me a site, but I could not find any of the names on any of her names on there. I think they meant Prisca or whatever. I don't know. I go, any of whose names? Belinda or Prisca or Agnes or Avalos related. I go, Prisca would not pop up. They are using her real name for
Avalos would.
For authenticity.
You'd think.
It would. It is a bit rare, but African women have very little value to the heads of these syndicates. Look up Julie Love Romance Scam. That is what Avalos used to go by. Remember, it's only fairly recently that she was known as her real name.
Right.
So he goes, okay, I'll look up into that too. And I go, and for the record, Davin liked talking to Belinda a lot and hoped they could be friends on some level. He felt bad for her to a degree. She probably liked him too on some level because he created an interesting world and made her laugh. He's a comedian, after all.
Look at Dumbbell spilling his guns.
I know, look at it.
I liked Belinda. She's a much better companion than you, stupid. Hang out with you when you're reading street signs. Hanging out with her, she's telling me tall tales. And she's more pleasant. I bet if she's a ghost, she's going to come to the United States and haunt me. Wouldn't that be a big how do you do? Yeah. I get haunted by a scammer constantly asking for money in the middle of the night. That would suck.
Can you imagine I start acting like Belinda to him? Yeah, it's a great gig, $3,000 a piece. We get a hotel suite, so wind up like at a Days Inn in Columbus, Ohio for $120 each.
Do you think
fucking lie. Well, you know, you wanted me to. You wanted a partner like that. You got one.
Yeah. Do you think scammer goes hang out at Western Union?
What?
Well, I mean, scammers, they spend a lot of their time. But, you know, eventually they die.
They're still hanging.
Like,
still waiting for one more payment.
There's that, like, scamming energy that never dissipates. So they just keep on going to Western Union.
That's a lot of energy they put into
How many scam goes can you fit into one Western Union?
You know what? The place is packed. You can probably hardly move in there.
Answer the question. Boo, asshole. And we continue. She probably liked him, too, on some level, because he created an interesting world and made her laugh. He is a comedian, after all. He goes, yeah, I like to talk to her, too. Yeah, true. So I go, as JV, of course, whoever plays the part of her is fun. There are other people that play her part that are not as much fun.
like her husband.
Yeah. At least that's what he told me.
Got no time for your shit. Boy, he played hardball with you, man.
Enough of this shit.
Wow.
Why is my wife writing porn with you?
Give me that phone.
Give me that phone.
What is this, once a stick of dick in a back? What are you talking about?
Laptop.
Nobody's having sex in a baker's oven. This is absurd. You're a scammer, woman. Get a hold of yourself.
No, he looked over his shoulder. What that? Give me that laptop.
Yeah, what's the white coming out? What is going on here?
He goes, yeah, I've never experienced like I was talking to anyone else, though. I go, good. I don't know her game with you. All we know is she has not been completely forthright with you. He goes, yes, I do believe it's the right woman you're talking about and that she's hiding something. I just would like to know what I fucking told you.
You just, Michael, or shall I call you Mugo? Listen, he just laid it out for you.
Very nice, Ben. Michael, or shall I call you Mugo?
Yeah, he just laid it out for you. What do you need, a map?
So I go, okay, good luck. Do you like my friend's show? Always trying to get fans.
Look at this, my friend's show? He's one of those people that goes to like...
I'm very
like,
needy.
If you do, we're on from 6:30 to 9:30 every
Not
Tuesday.
We, he.
Hey, hey, that friend of yours, yes. JV.
Right.
Yeah. Hey, he.
He's still promoting as somebody else.
Of course I am.
He's scam promoting.
I certainly am. He goes, yeah, I laughed at some of his jokes. No mention of you. Stupid. I go, that would make him happy to hear. Smiley emoticon. I have to be going. By the way, it's 9:40 p.m. See, this stuff is very time consuming. Mm. Good luck with it. Good luck with anything. If you get stumped with something, I can put you in contact with Davin if you desire. He goes, okay, thanks. And that was March 2nd of 2014. Thoughts before we get out of here, kids?
It's nice that you plugged the show.
You are an asshole.
Well, you know, it's interesting he's going through everything. I think he's still on the fence a little bit. I mean, on that phone call, you could clearly hear that guy giving her lines.
Yeah, it's the type of phone call that's the concrete evidence. We go, uh-oh, we got some bullshit here.
Yeah.
But as we know, when you're in the middle of these things, you can't comprehend that these horrible people exist. It's denial. And again, he doesn't know me. He hasn't spent, you know, we haven't spent months chatting.
Right.
You know, I'm not friends with his girlfriend, who he's never met in some foreign country. you know?
Yeah, no, the whole reasoning or the whole emotional reasons that would get somebody into this kind of scam in the first place are the whole reasons why they would put up a front, a denial front at first, because nobody wants to believe that they've been taken in.
No, it's very hard to come to those terms.
Yeah, especially if they think that they have a potential romance, they have a real connection with this person. And the person is saying, I mean, like from, you know, the that book that I was reading from you, the Russian Girlfriends. I mean, they pretty much follow the same script, but they're putting in all these things into the IMs or emails, whichever they're sending. You know, saying all the things that these lonely guys want to hear. You know, I'm a great cook, and I like to be a home buddy, and I want to make a nice home for you, and I'm a good girl.
Well, let's be honest. If you're trying to win somebody over, you're not going to play the persona of me.
No, certainly not.
Yeah, you're going to be much nicer. Nobody's wooing as real me.
No, no, it's a mad.
But you know, it's funny
married.
That, you know, it
she can't escape. She's got one leg.
Yeah, she can't get away.
You saw what happened when she tried.
Yeah, well, actually, she said, as we walked in, she said, help me, help me.
No, she actually said, I'm the gimp.
She did.
That's because she knows. Anyway, go on, Joe.
But, you know, it's funny that you played that persona sometimes, playing hardball and roughing her up and saying crazy stuff.
Oh, I played all sorts of personas.
You know, it's funny. You chewed me out for, like, some of the antics Dick Eldorado pulled. But, I mean, she wrote you, in the latest scammer clip, he wrote, she was writing a poem to
yes.
him.
And
yeah. then, out of the blue, he just blurted, fuck you.
I haven't listened to that one yet. I don't doubt I've done it.
I don't know. Maybe I didn't get. I don't. You know what? Maybe I didn't get. I don't think I got to that point yet on the clips. But he's writing instead. She's writing a poem. And she goes, "Fuck you," and then you go, "Why would you do that?" I felt like it. And I'm sitting here listening to it 2 years after the fact. Going, "What is he doing?"
Yeah. Really?
Yeah, but you got to understand. I had successfully scammed them. I had lured them in.
Yeah.
And once you do that, once you're duped, you can pretty much do whatever you want.
Yeah.
Well, you sure did.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, and like I said, Pippa's like,
what?
Why did you say? And I'm listening to it at the car dealership, logging it. And I'm like, what is he doing? What is he doing? This is 2 years after the fact. I'm making notes in a car dealership, and I'm like dumbfounded about this.
Now, there's all the show. The full shows are still on davinsden.com. All right. Tis been fun. Let's thank some folks that made this possible, shall we? We'll do Ann Jackson next week.
Yeah.
We're not going to do it this week because it's very late in the evening.
Yeah.
That was stupid. No, not you guys.
No, I know. But now you know my pain when I'm flipping through pages and you're like, hey, Pip, you got that read ready? I'm like,
Joe, give me the highlighter. There's too much white here. Family martial arts is great for learning karate and self-defense. They're perfect together as a family or by yourself. If you want to learn in a great class environment, then you need to go to Family Martial Arts. It's the dojo for you. I just found out my daughter's going to be a black belt on October 17th.
Cool.
Wow. Yeah. Which happens to be her birthday, so that'll be pretty cool.
What's amazing?
Yeah, shit's going to get real. If I tell her six stupid, better behave. So you definitely want to give Family Martial Arts a call to learn more. The number is 845-469-1716, 845-469-1716, or of course you can check them out on their website, which is familymartialartsgoshen.com, familymartialartsgoshen.com.
If you're in the mood for great Italian food, then you need to go to Francesca's in Woodland Park, New Jersey. Chef owner Frank Giancarelli cooks authentic Italian cuisine made with the freshest ingredients and panache that will make Francesca's your place to go with friends and family. The restaurant has a Mediterranean decor done in a non-pretentious way. It feels cozy and intimate, yet it's still elegant. Francesca's even has a private party room where you can host family get-togethers and corporate functions. Francesca's features off-site catering as well. Stop by Francesca's for lunch or dinner at 568 McBride Avenue in Woodland Park, New Jersey, or give them a call at 973-925-1100. You can even go to their website at francescos-restaurant.com. Don't forget to ask them about their next comedy show.
Goldberg's Famous Bagels and Kosher-Style Deli of Chester, New York brings the fresh, delicious water bagel of New York City to Orange County, New York. Every morning, a wide variety of bagels are made fresh on premises for your enjoyment. If you've ever had a Goldberg's bagel, then you know you can never have a frozen bagel again. Goldberg's has the perfect schmear for your bagel as they feature an extensive variety of cream cheese spreads and even offer low-fat choices. Goldberg's Famous Bagels and Kosher-Style Deli also offers premium meats for their mouth-watering sandwiches. They offer some unique daily specials like the zombie, who you might be able to communicate with, which is a potato pancake covered in fresh brisket and smothered in homemade gravy. Ectoplasm.
I'd like to communicate with that right now.
I would too. My mouth would be full, though. Or the Bronx Bomber, which is a square knish, corned beef, Russian dressing, and sauerkraut. It's good that they can get the Russians and the Germans together, because in World War II, that would have been a battle on that sandwich. Whether you want breakfast, lunch, or dinner, Goldberg's can feed your craving. Goldberg's Famous Bagels and Kosher Style Deli is great for when you want to eat out, order in, or have that special event or party catered. Goldberg's delivers when? Every time, of course. They open up at 5 a.m. Monday through Friday and 6 a.m. on the weekends. Visit them at 69 Brookside Avenue in Chester, New York, or give them a call at 845-469-8505. 845-469-8505. And of course, don't forget, if you're a veteran or a fan of this little show, you get 10% off.
Portobello is Bergen County, New Jersey's most exclusive fine dining Italian restaurant. The Tuscan Villa setting will make you feel like you've been transported to the old country. Every dish is prepared with care and attention to detail, and the Portobello chefs are happy to cater to any dietary needs, thus ensuring every visit is not just a meal, but an experience. Portobello is open for lunch and dinner Monday through Saturday, and on Sunday, Portobello features a sumptuous brunch in addition to their dinner menu, which is available all day. Friday and Saturday nights, Portobello features live entertainment starting at 9 p.m. Portobello Banquets is your destination for that special event, such as sweet 16s, weddings, office parties, or anything that happens to impress. Their professional staff will ensure that your event will not be just an occasion, but a memory. And also, there's a great comedy show coming up on July 24th, sponsored by Side Splitting Productions. You have the very funny Eric McMahon, Rick Allen, Mike Keegan, so check that on out. Side Splitting Productions will be presenting that, as I just said, experience that all Portobello has to offer. 175 Ramapo Valley Road in Oakland, New Jersey. Or learn more by calling 201-337-8990. That is 201-337-8990. Or by visiting their website at portobellonj.com. You deserve the best. You deserve Portobello.
Side Splitting Productions. You need a comedian, murder mystery, kids entertainer, dressed up costume, balloon animals, makeup. Listen, whatever your entertainment needs, they got it covered. You go to sidesplittingproductions.com, sidesplittingproductions.com, or, of course, call them up, 551-404-3094, 551-404-3094. Pip, anything for Mr. Helix this weekend?
Not this week.
Joe, you out?
Working on a house, nothing this week.
Gather round, watch the war. tomorrow, June 24th, Side Splitting Productions presents a live comedy at Andiamo in Haworth, New Jersey, starring... Paul Bond, who you guys heard on the last break.
Paul's phenomenal. Yeah. Paul's one of the best around.
And he's been on scene on Comedy Central and the Borgata, so you definitely want to check that out. AndiamoRestaurant.net. Tickets are 201-384-1551, 201-384-1551. That is pretty much it for us. We would like to, of course, thank Gail Newcomb from Indie Parrot.
Absolutely. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Let me get out the plug. I was in the middle of Indie.
The guest kind enough to stop in and, you know, you want to thank her.
I know, but
he
I want
to.
I was trying to. I was trying to give IndiePara.com the plug. Now you say thank you.
You could still do it.
I just did. So check out their website, IndiePara.com. Thank you guys for hanging out with us in the chat room or listening on replay or listening on any of our fine affiliates. Always like to hear from you guys. We'll do it again next week. Then I think we're off for a week. I got to check. I think we might be off for a week. So next week might be. Full steam ahead.
Okay.
Barrage of nonsense.
Oh, God. Like this wasn't.
Exactly. So, if you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
Either way, please keep on listening, and we will see you next Tuesday.